Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Friday.
Yay! The weekend's here. Oh, yay. It's 5 o'clock somewhere on the weekend. It's 5 o'clock everywhere all day. Yay.
Man. So come the weekend, I have time to think. And today, what we're going to think about is living a scripted life and a process-oriented life. Now, if you're a spontaneous kind of person, you might not like this program. I'm going to highly suggest that you do. And if you are setting hard, fast goals, there's a reason to do that. There's another reason to have another option as well. We'll talk about that today, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. Life gets in the way. We say, okay, why does that happen? Well, then that's when we go into this ancient kind of thing called common sense that nobody does anymore. And I use my Scott logic to interpret it for you, give you some ideas how to think about it differently about what you do. Now, I will tell you, too, that everything you hear today, because I've studied success for so long and have had just pretty much whatever. My daughter says to me all the time, Dad, you just do whatever you want. I said, yeah. Once I decide I want it, I just figure out what works and I just go do it. The trick is to get me to decide I want it. That's all. But generally speaking, I've studied it so long, done whatever I want to do, made the money I wanted to make. I'm actually on a goal to make a whole lot more this year. I've changed that. So you might want to follow me because we're going to do fairly well, I think, this year. It's already working out that way. But this is all essentially me looking at the world. And, you know, going to the seminars and reading at this point, over 1,000 books, at least it's gotta be that or more, and finding a bunch of stuff that didn't work. Oh, it worked for them, but it didn't work for me, and sifting and sorting and going through it. And eventually just coming to the point is, you know what? All right. There's just certain things that work. You know, I can't be eating all those chicken wings and French fries if I want to be skinny. Duh. And I hate to say it. It's that simple, isn't it? So what you're going to hear today is essentially just me going through life, talking to a lot of people, studying a whole bunch, being very qualified in that, and sharing it with you. That's okay. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. On Friday, we asked the question, have you, I always mess up, don't I? How do you want to feel? We're all emotional creatures. How do you want to feel? Take a moment. Pull yourself back. Turn off the radio. Roll up the windows. And just go, how do I want to feel about my life? Good? Happy? Prosperous? Excited? And then honor the feeling that comes into you. And walk away from it. And you'll find just by taking a minute to do that, you're going to kind of start something inside of you that's going to kindle some fun for you. So two things before I get on with the show today. Facebook. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Join our group. It's a cool group. It's a very supportive group. It's a positive group. We don't tolerate anything less than just positive. Doesn't have to be anything specific, but it's just real people getting on with the day and staying motivated and stay inspired. And no particular agenda other than that. If you could use a positive group in your Facebook feed, which is what I'm hearing, people are saying, I've been looking for that and you're giving me that. That's awesome. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Like to see you over there. There is a new podcast. It'll be on your weekend feed on Saturday. Husband, wife, talking successful life. And the reason we're doing that is my wife and I, Joy, and Joy is wickedly funny, very quick, likes to throw me under the bus a lot. So it's kind of, I kind of give her a chance to do that. You know, it's just throw the guy under the bus that's always talking, right? Plus, she really knows her stuff about so much, and we love it when we get together, and people do love it when we do this. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to kind of take the week of the Daily Boost, and I wanted to take it from a husband-wife perspective and a real-life perspective, and not just me talking to you and what Scott does, but actually a two-way conversation where she kind of plays your role and throws me under the bus a lot. It's funny. It fits your lifestyle, and it's entertaining as hell. And I think it's a good use of your time because you're going to walk away not only having a good time, you're going to learn a lot, too. It's a lot of fun. It's not a nasty show either. Some of the husband wife shows get nasty. We don't do that. There's no need to do it. If you want to get nasty, bring me a bottle of wine. No, I'm not drinking wine right now. Just come on over and tell me, Scott, let's have a real conversation. Get nasty as you want to, and I'll play. Why not? I'm an adult. We're all adults here, okay? Oh, by the way, the show is formatted to really work well while you're mowing the lawn, shoveling the snow, or spending time on the treadmill. Let's get into a scripted and processed life. Now, this is something my Scott logic over the years has told me that I really fought this advice I'm about to give you today. Basically, it's this. When life is predictable, when it's scripted, when it's process-oriented, it's boring. But it also gets more exciting than you could ever dream. Let me say that again slowly because there's some people out there that just did not get that. I won't pay attention, Scott. Hang on. Kid was getting out of the car and I spilt my coffee. Didn't hear what you said. I got it. When life is predictable, scripted, and process-oriented, in other words, boring, it also gets really exciting. More exciting than you thought it would be, and probably as exciting as your dreams ever could be. So I like excitement in my day. I always have. I have never been shy about shaking things up. I think you probably get that idea with me. Always been that way. And always like, well, what's all the excitement about? We're just having fun. But as an excitable guy that likes to just have fun, you can see why I might want to ignore that wisdom of living a boring life. And I'm not alone. Still, I don't miss out on that wisdom. In fact, I prioritize it at all costs because I've learned a few things. So let's talk. Oh, I just got a Slack knock knock. Sorry about that. I didn't pause my notifications there. This is kind of weird. It's kind of like a symphonic thing in my headset here. So let's talk about the scripted part of life. So a good spontaneous day, like my wife is not very spontaneous, so I will say, hey, Joy, let's have a spontaneous Saturday. And she used to say, what's that? And I'd say, well, that means we're going to just go out and do whatever the heck we want to do. And she'd go, okay, I can do that. If I had just got up Saturday morning and said, hey, let's go just do whatever the heck we want to do, and she'd say, I got stuff to do. So I just learned to plan to be spontaneous. I scripted it, right? The more scripted, the more predictable my day, the less stress I have, the more fun we have, the more we get done. That's just all that happens. So all that means is that, to simplify it, is I actually know what's going to happen throughout the course of the day. Let me give you a crazy little example of this. I'm a busy guy. I have a lot going on in my world. And I mean, I got all these people that communicate with me nonstop, and you'd think that I'd be going insane. I'm not. I have more time than you think I would ever possibly have. My clients are like, well, Scott, I don't want to bother you. I said, you don't understand. The reason you're a personal coaching client, you pay me money to pay attention to help you get what you want in life. I'm available to you. Well, I know you're busy. I said, no, you don't understand. I control my life in such a way that I'm here for you. I plan my day. Monday's a planning day for me. Friday's an entrepreneurial Friday. I can do whatever I want on Friday. Oftentimes it's planning or just working on projects. Tuesday morning, I have two calls, nothing the rest of the day. I do stack a lot of stuff on Wednesday. Wednesday's a busy day for me. Thursday, I have nothing. Wait a second. So Thursday's like Monday, and it's like Friday, and it's like Saturday and Sunday. Wait a second. How do you do that, Scott? I was at the dermatologist the other day. Because when you live in Florida, and you have lived in Florida for a few decades, a dermatologist owns you. And all they really want to do is, well, I'm sure the PAs and the doctors get paid a commission for every biopsy they get to do, and they get a little bit more every time they get to cut something off you because it's continuous. My point is that as you come out of the dermatologist's office after they take your credit card, they say, hey, you got to come back in 2 weeks and get your stitches out. What's good for you? I'm like, I don't know. Monday? Oh, Monday. What time? It doesn't matter. Just pick a time. And I've been doing this a lot, and finally the receptionist said to me, she said, you never look at your calendar. You just always can tell me exactly when. I said, yeah, I know everything way in advance. And she said, how do you know that? I said, because I don't live by a calendar. Don't live by a schedule. I just know what's going. It's scripted already in advance. I know there is a 99.9% probability that I will be available to you exactly when I say, unless I make a mistake. The more I've done that, the more life has gotten stress-free. I just know what I'm going to do. And I just go do it. Now, does that mean that I'm, you know, lollygagging? Let me give you my day tale. My client, Laura, always talks about lollygagging. And for whatever reason, I've earned an affection for that word, lollygagging. So here's my day today. I get out of bed today. I meander into my kitchen. I have a shake today. I had a cup of coffee, pet my dogs, walked into my office, got about an hour and a half work done. I said, okay, let's go to the next scheduled thing, which is record the podcast. Take me probably about 3 hours to get everything done. So I'll stop in. I'll just have fun recording the podcast for you. It's cool. After that, then I'm going to meander over to the gym. How long? I don't know, about 2 hours, something like that. What happens after that? Let me think about it. I'm actually recording this podcast on a Thursday. That means after that, there's... Scott, are you telling me that you got out of bed, played on your computer for an hour and a half, recorded the podcast, worked out, and you have nothing else to do the rest of the day? Pretty much. Yeah. Now, does that mean I won't do anything? Mm-mm. I got plenty of projects I'll work on, plenty of stuff I want to be doing, but it's all on my time. The phone won't ring. The text message won't go off. Nothing will happen. I will just be in my world all day long. And somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whenever I feel like I want to pop out of my lair, I'll go get the dog and we'll go play, have some fun, do something else this afternoon. That's every day. But the more you script your day, and I know you may not be able to do that today, but the more you work on it, you'll be able to. And I will tell you this, that I've had so many of my clients eventually say to me, I now don't work Mondays and Fridays. And yes, they're entrepreneurs. And yes, they do their own thing. And they can have that choice. But a lot of entrepreneurs can't do that. And you know a few probably. But the minute they decide to, and they decide to script their day and just decide what they're going to do with their day, and then kind of put everybody else into what they've already scripted, your day changes. You get stuff done. Okay, that's enough of that. I could spend an entire weekend on that, helping you with that. Most wouldn't listen anyway, but you don't believe it can happen. It can. Process-oriented life. So this is a little controversial. I'm going to tap dance around this if it's okay, because I'll get beat up on this one. Because we live in a world where everybody says, do this, this is what works. I agree with you. So when it comes to doing goals, you set goals in a very specific way. You follow Brian Tracy's way of setting goals, Tony Robbins, whatever. You're going to find these ways of setting goals. They all work, every single one of them. If you buy into it and do it, it's going to work. But there are certain things that we know the mind works in a certain way. That's it. If you do it, you're going to get the success you want. But there's also something I've noticed as well about goals. Most people never accomplish them. It's common sense, right? That's Scott logic. Come here. Is it bad, Scott? Scott, that's negative. That's wrong. Well, no, it's just acceptance, isn't it? Now, I've learned something about the highly motivated people in the world, the people who get the most success they ever want and are the happiest. They accept that most people are screw-ups and don't get done with. They don't do what they say they're going to do, including you and including me. Most people don't. Why? Because life gets in the way. It just happens. So the minute you just accept that and get out of the unicorn and rainbow land that everything's always perfect, it's going to work if I do it this way, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. So we stay positive no matter what. We have a plan to deal with it. I gave you the first part, which is schedule and script your days so you know exactly what you're going to be doing and you go get it done. Second part is process-oriented when it comes to your goal setting. Let me give you a quick example of this. I'm a professional weight loss guy. I am. I wore Husky pants in middle school. It's terrible. Do they still sell Huskies? Oh, they're ugly purple pants. I wore them in middle school and I remember getting laughed at wearing Husky pants. Body shaming was okay back then. And it wasn't, but I've also been in really great shape. I have pictures I can show you, man. I've been awesome. I've just like really big and really cut and ripped. And then like 2 months later, I'm that guy that what happened to you, right? I've done it both. I've done it all. I play every extreme. Well, I got tired of doing that. So I made some choices here the past year after I got the COVID fluff on me. And I said, I want to get the fluff off me. But more importantly, I wanted to have all the energy world to go do the things I want to do. We talked about that earlier this week. So I decided I want to lose some weight. And a lot of people are doing that at this time of year. So I actually started a little bit earlier. I started back around Thanksgiving, around my birthday, the 21st of November, actually. And I said, okay, I'm just going to pull my calories back to 1,500 calories a day. And I'm not going to drink any alcohol or anything like that. I'm going to take my supplements. I'm going to do good stuff. I'm going to go to the gym every single day. And I'm going to get down to 169 pounds from 206, by the way. And the goal was just to get out and be healthy and to where I want to be, my walk and talking badass self, right? So that was a goal. And so obviously, as I'm going along, people say, well, how long is it going to get there? And how do you know it's going to happen? They start questioning all that stuff. Well, why are you not having those cookies? I am having the cookies. You're just not seeing me eat the cookies. By the way, in about 4 months, my wife will be inventorying the Christmas cookies that are in the freezer right now. There's going to be a shortage. I'll tell you that story when it happens. But it's not insane. It's like one every couple of days, okay? Because I know something about losing weight. I know about pain and pleasure. I know that if I set a goal, Scott, you're going to 206 down to 169. That's like 37 pounds, right? That's a lot of weight. And I don't care how good you are at losing weight. It's going to take you a long time to get there. And a lot of opportunity is going to come your way to mess with you along the way. It doesn't matter if you're losing weight, if you're making money, building a business. It doesn't matter. A lot of life is going to get in the way between here and there. That's why people fail. That's why they stop. So sometimes, yes, an absolute goal, if I can predictably control everything along the way that will allow me to do what I'm going to do to get there, if I can do that, I can flat out say, this is when I will accomplish this goal. This is the deadline, and I'm driven by deadlines, and I can do it. Yeah. But there are some times in life we can't do that, right? If you're going to argue the point with me and say, no, we can control everything. Hire me, pay me a ton of money, because I ain't going to argue that point for free. But if you pay me, I'll argue with you all day long up to a certain point, and it costs you more the more you want to argue it, okay? Sometimes you can't control things, so therefore you must have an alternative plan, correct? Here's the plan. Here's the plan I'm on right now with so many things. But for the weight loss plan, I know this. I have a process for how much I eat and how many cookies I can steal per week, process for how much I can work out and how much my body can take, and how I can push my, I know what works. I see the results happening. All I have to do is keep doing it. The process. That's it. Doesn't matter when I get there, could care less. Because every day I get closer. All I have to do is continue the process. The same with saving money. All you have to do is put that little bit of money away every single paycheck. All you have to do is not even worry about how much you're saving. All you have to do is put it away. I talk to clients all the time. They're in sales. They run a business. All you have to do is connect with 5 people a day. That's it. If you're in sales, you can connect to 5 people a day that are good customers, that they're your kind of customer that can help your business. You'll blow your business up. 5 people a day. All you have to do is stick with the process and you'll get whatever you want in life. That's all you have to do. A scripted life and a process-oriented life. It's a good life. It's an easy life. It's a lazy life. It's a relaxed life. It's a stress-free life. Figure out what works. Key number one, and probably the most important key of all. That's maybe the hardest part here. And then do it again and again and again. In other words, as we say, once you know what works, you stand up, you take a step, and you repeat. How long until you get what you want? Why would you stop before you got there anyway? Oh, wait a second. Let me make this even better right now. Another thought. What if you don't know what to do if you don't know what works? Same method applies. Stand up. Take a step. Trip, stumble, bumble. Left, right, back, forward. 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. Keep going until you figure out what works. And then keep repeating what works until you get what you want. It's a scripted and processed life that will get you what you want every single day. Why? Because sometimes after a day or a week of living a scripted and processed life, you're going to come home and you're going to say, honey, I'm going to let my hair down. Will you let yours down? Because it's time to go spontaneous for the weekend. Oh, baby, watch out. All right. You've had enough of me. Admit it. We have way too much Scott this week. Go take a break. I'll see you Monday. And we'll do it again.